There's a newly formed group in Arizona that's trying to get more Latinos in leadership positions on education boards here. It's called Arizona Latino Leaders in Education, or All In for Education. Statewide, Latino students accounted for about 45% of the K-12 population in 2018. But there are only three Latinos on the state boards of education, regents, and charter schools. Armando Ruiz is one of them. He's a member of the state board of education. He's also with Espiritu, which has three charter schools in South Phoenix. He spoke with our co-host Mark Brody, who started the conversation by asking why he supports this effort and why it's an issue folks are trying to raise awareness about.
I think, first of all, the goal is to get more representation on educational boards. And there's a purpose for that. And the purpose is that you could impact education. You can bring quality education, especially to Latino kids, but, you know, poor communities. I think that's the key. One of the ways of doing that is having presence on educational boards. Yeah, I looked at the State Board of Education. I think we're well represented. There's actually three Latinos who are on that. So I think we kind of set the tone. I think it's a good step in the right direction. There are other places, Phoenix Union High School District. There's only three Latinos out of seven. And you'd think, you know, they have 90% Latinos, and you'd think that we'd be represented in greater numbers. Roosevelt School District, out of the five members, we're only at two. So there's a lot of work to do. We're well underrepresented in lots of different school boards throughout the state.
I would imagine it would be a different kind of effort to get more Latinos on, for example, the Board of Regents or the State Board of Education than it would for a school district governing board, because one is appointed and one is elected, right?
Well, I think there are two different approaches or roads to having greater representation on school boards. One is obviously being appointed. I think the state charter board, you know, we don't have any Latinos on that board. And I think that there needs to be a greater voice. 55% of all charter school students are Latino. So there should be greater representation. There should be representation, period, on that board. And then I think also on the State Board of Regents, you know, out of their members that they have, there are no Latinos on that. And I think there's progress being made, you know, voices like mine. I think the second road there is getting elected. And, you know, we're a young population. I think 55% of the population is under 18. So it's a future voice that needs to be represented and heard. And I think we're just starting.
How do you try to talk to some of those 18-year-olds and even some who are maybe a little bit older than that and maybe explain to them, look, if you want to make a difference in your community, one way you can do that is to run for a school board? I mean, in order to get elected, you have to put your name on the ballot first.
Yeah, I don't think we have to talk to the younger kids. I think we have to talk to, you know, those people who are in ages, you know, 21 to really 40, in that age group is encourage them, step forward on the education issue. That's really, really important.
Do you think that certain districts are missing out on potential opportunities or maybe not quite understanding some of the challenges in districts because of the lack of Latino representation?
I think lack of Latino representation is symbolic. And that is, if you're concerned about an issue, then you want to make sure that those voices are at the table and that they're heard. And I think the representation on school boards, on appointed boards or elected boards, it's really, really important that we be present.
So we talked about discussing with members of the community about the importance of running for elected school boards. I'm wondering if there also maybe needs to be a conversation with the governor, who makes some to most of the appointments to some of the statewide boards that we're talking about.
Yeah, I think the governor is very, very supportive. You know, he appointed me, and, you know, I'm a Democrat. I'm not the same party. I just think that, you know, a Latino voice is important in Arizona. We deserve to have a place at the table. And, you know, parents deserve to be empowered to choose for their kids where they want to send them to school. And I think part of that is stepping up, is that we have to present ourselves, you know, a good slate of candidates. And then we have to also impress upon legislators that not all Latino voices are the same, and that when there are Latinos who have perspectives that are different, then, you know, Latino legislators should support that.
When you talk about trying to increase Latino representation on these boards, how short or long-term a prospect do you think this is? Like, can change happen quickly, meaningful change, or do you think it might take a little while to get where you think we ought to be?
I think there's probably a short-range goal and a longer-range goal. And I would say that, you know, within the immediate is maybe the next 3 years, we should see more Latinos on the Board of Regents and also on the State Charter Board and also on the Phoenix Union High School District Board and the Roosevelt School District Board, where I'm from. But one voice can make a lot of difference.
You mentioned that you are one of three Latinos on the State Board of Education. I'm wondering what your experience has been in that regard.
It's been eye-opening. It's been inspiring. Inspiring because I've found other people who are not Latinos, and yet they want the same thing that I want, high-quality education for low-income communities. They have different perspectives than I do. We have to talk about it, and sometimes I go like, I don't like your idea. And I'm sure they say, I don't like your idea, Armando. But within that dialogue, we're motivated to accomplish the same thing. It's been very, very inspiring. At the same time, it's a little bit eye-opening because I think that we need to have a greater presence on these boards.
All right. That's Armando Ruiz. He's a member of the Arizona State Board of Education, also affiliated with the Espiritu Community Development, the series of charter schools. Armando, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.